Greetings again, and welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're with Steve Wellam again, working through his systematic theology. We have the last two times been working through his chapter 13, where he's giving us a big picture. He's brought us now to part three of his book, where he's teaching us to understand the scriptures, the big picture first, creation, fall, redemption, and then new creation. We've gone through most of that. We have touched now the idea of new creation. We said that history is working toward a goal, toward its fulfillment in glory with Christ. Now we'll pick up from there and try to finish up chapter 13. All right, history is moving toward a goal, its consummation. Explain for us how that hope is realized in the biblical story, both in terms of that hope inaugurated and then consummated.
Yeah, so as we work through from old to new, right? So eventually in the next chapter, we unpack some of the specifics of that Old Testament in terms of the covenants and Israel and the Mosaic covenant and the promise of a new covenant. So we don't cover that in this chapter as much, right? But as we move from the old to the new, what the prophets look forward to, right, as they envision the future, is they look forward to the dawning of the coming of Messiah, the coming of the seed of the woman, and that gets developed, you know, over time, right? So who is this seed of the woman? Well, it's pretty broad in Genesis 3:15. It comes from the human race. Well, that could be, it's a male, but it'll have to be, you know, someone, you know, that's pretty broad. And then, of course, after Noah comes through Noah, and that's still pretty broad because he's now the progenitor of everybody. Right. But then it's narrowed, obviously, through Abraham and then through Isaac and then through eventually Judah, right? Isaac, Jacob, Israel, nation of Israel, but even then through Judah and so on. And as the prophets look forward, they look forward to a time where Messiah will come. The dawning of the new creation will be here. The kingdom, the saving reign of God will break into this world in a unique way. You have that in Israel, too. I mean, in some sense, God's saving reign. But the idea of the transformation of a new covenant, a people that will be born of the Spirit, right? The emphasis on the Spirit, the people that will know God, right? So there are some differences here. Probably get into the next chapter with Israel church, right? They're not exactly the same. Israel's the people of God that Messiah comes through, but the church now eventually is now spoken of in terms of the dawning of the new creation, the coming of Christ, his people. There's obviously Old Testament saints, but there's some differences that we have to distinguish. And as the prophets look forward to the dawning of the new creation, the dawning coming of the kingdom, the forgiveness of sins, the bringing of justice and justification and all of these great truths, the coming of the Davidic king, the New Testament, of course, brings that to reality in the coming of Christ. So we speak of this in terms of inaugurated eschatology, is that the last days, the age to come look of the Old Testament prophets is now in principle. So it's not here fully, but in principle, it is here now. So Jesus comes as the dawning of that new creation. Paul will describe the Lord Jesus in two categories. He is the second man, to contrast with Adam, who is the first man. And of course, Adam becomes the head of the old creation. And now in a post-fall situation, Christ becomes the head of the new creation. He's the second man. And he's also described as the last Adam, which picks up eschatology, right? So we've been anticipating the dawning of the seed of the woman, but now here comes the eschatological, the last Adam. So in his conception, the new creation begins to break in. And even the description in Luke 1 of Jesus's conception is that the Spirit of God broods over, hovers over Mary. So it comes from Mary, yet there is the supernatural agency of God in and through the Spirit, which picks up almost Genesis 1-2 language. And in some sense, the new creation has come. The beginning of Jesus's ministry, the pouring out of the Spirit, all of that is in fulfillment of the Old Testament. The new age has dawned. The kingdom is now here. The bringing in the ratification of the new covenant that now comes in Christ and uniquely in his cross and resurrection and so on. So the new creation has come. The kingdom has come. Our justification has come. The Spirit has been poured out. The dawning of the new temple, I would argue, is ultimately tied to Christ, who is the temple, who makes us the temples. And all of that now comes in him, and that's inaugurated so that what the prophets look forward to is now here. That's the confidence that we have that God's promises are sure, that the down payment has come, the first installment is here, the guarantee of now Christ comes again. So the New Testament makes that distinction between first and second coming.